I'm going to read from 1 Corinthians chapter 16 from verse 13. Watch. Stand fast in the faith. Be brave, be strong. Let all that you do be done with love. I urge you, brethren, you know the household of Stephanas, that it is the first fruits of Achaia, that they have devoted themselves to the ministry of the saints, that you also submit to such, and to everyone who works and labours with us. I am glad about the coming of Stephanas, Fortunatus and Achaicus, for what was lacking on your part they supplied, for they refreshed my spirit and yours. Therefore acknowledge such men. I'd like this evening to look at Stephanas or Stephanas. I think it was back in November we looked at Fortunatus, also mentioned in this passage. Again, just a brief mention. Stephanas, I think, was baptized by the Apostle Paul, one of the few who were. He cites him as an example to prove that he hasn't baptized all that many members in the church in Corinth. But what do we find out of the man himself? Evidently, Paul is perhaps writing in Ephesus, and Stephanas is a member of the Corinthian congregation, and he seems to have been one of the bearers of a letter from the Corinthian church to the Apostle Paul, of which what we have just read is part of the reply. And instead of just carrying a letter, we're told in verse 17, along with our friend Fortunatus and others, that Paul was glad about his coming. He was able to help Paul in a way that folk back home could not. But we read a little more of him in verse 15. And the details about him come in the middle of an urging. Verse 15, I urge you, brethren, which continues in verse 16, that you submit to such. Well, we have details of Stephanas in between. You know the household. So, Stephanas is not just a godly man, but he has a godly household. Now, we all know that you can train a child in the way it should go, but he will sometimes depart from it. We also know that people who have been raised in the faith sometimes, like Demas, turn their back on it because they love this world. The consolation, if there is any, is that there are also people out there who have not had any kind of Christian input into their childhood or their youth, or indeed their adulthood thus far, and yet still the Lord draws them on. And we also know that people who have been raised in the faith and then wander from it, well, the Lord has them back, and back they come. Like a pig that had been wallowing in the mud. So the household, it could refer to his children. They could be adult, they could be actual children. It could refer to the servants who work in the household, who would have been part of the family. And we know that the household is not just passively going along with everything the boss tells them, because the household has a reputation. Paul says, you know the household. So I'm going to confirm to you, I'm going to repeat to you something that you already know, which is why he doesn't give any examples, because no Corinthian would dispute it. The household of Stephanas, they devote themselves to ministry. Stephanas and his household were the first fruits of Achaia. Achaia was the southern area of Greece, of which Corinth was part. And evidently, these were the first people to respond to the gospel. And yet Paul doesn't just say, my first convert, but the first fruits of Achaia. And first fruit is an interesting study in Scripture. fact, if you go back into the Hebrew scriptures, it will talk about the first fruit, the first section of a harvest, which was invariably offered to God. The expectation, of course, is that there will be more. This is the first part of the crop that we have harvested. We're going to honour God by metaphorically giving it to him, knowing that he is giving the rest to us. Well, here, first fruit is described or used to describe a man and his household. So he was the first to be converted, and his family with him. They are the first fruits, but more came, more followed, of which the readers of this book are the next fruits, and there would be people after that as well. It also refers, I think, to the household of Stephanus himself. You'll know I've been studying the book of Revelation recently because of our Thursday evening Bible study. And the Ephesian church, ironically, where Paul is writing from right now, says, remember the love from which you have fallen, the height from which you have fallen. These are not people who loved the Lord and served the Lord, and then their hearts grew cold. They're still going. They're still walking, still ministering. The first fruits are not just people who say, well, I've done my bit. But they keep on. There's more fruit to come. And that is why Paul uses them as an example to the Corinthian church. The first fruits of Achaia, that they have devoted themselves to the ministry. Ministry there, of course, means service of the people of God. A saint, of course, is one who belongs to Christ. A holy one. One who lives for the Lord and no longer for self. And the household of Stephanus serves those people who belong to Christ. And the evangelist or even the apostle, he's going out, bringing more people in, sharing the gospel with those on the outside. The household of Stephanus are apparently serving those on the inside. Blessing, supporting, comforting, encouraging, rebuking, building up the Corinthian church. And if ever a church needed rebuking and building up, it was the church of Corinth. And they have good examples of believers in that church, Stephanus and his household among them. The Corinthian church was characterized by people who wanted to be at the top. People who wanted to lord it over. People who wanted authority. They wanted recognition. They wanted a title. But Stephanus, we're told, he's giving them a good example. He ministers to the people of God. He blesses them. He helps them. And therefore, says Paul in the following verse, therefore submit to such. There are many characters in the Corinthian congregation who wish people to submit to them. But Paul is saying, find people like Stephanus and submit to him. Submit to him who is already serving you. One does not submit to a servant, except in the church of God. He who serves the people of God is worthy of submission. He who simply wants others to serve him, he's the problem. Submit to such, and to everyone who works and labours. So Stephanus is not just pew fodder. Somebody who comes along to a meeting and he makes up the numbers and he brings his family with him and that makes them look even bigger. He's a worker and he's a labourer. And it's worth remembering that in the first century, manual work and manual labour was looked down upon. slave work. Everybody aspired to be part of the idle rich. Put your feet up, relax, get somebody else to do it for you. You've made it in life. And if Stephanus is a wealthy man, and I think he is, we know that he can travel, we know that he has a household, he could be putting his feet up now while others run around after him. But in fact, he is a worker and he is a labourer. Furthermore, Paul says, he works and labours with us. Now, the "us" in the New King James Version is in italics. It's been added. But the word "with" would require it. And we know that in the first century, he refers to them in the Philippian letter. There were people preaching the gospel and working in the churches who were doing it from selfish ambition. We know that there were people working in the churches opposing Paul. They had their own agendas. Some of them even had their own gospels and their own ambitions, which were being nursed and fed. But Stephanus is different. He's a busy man. He's important in the Corinthian church. He and his whole household are given over to ministry. He's a worker and he's a labourer, but he does so with Paul. He's not trying to supplant Paul. He's not a rival to Paul. He's not trying to steal the limelight. He's working with. Well, how do we do that today? Paul is not around. He's in the throne room of heaven. And I don't think he's ever looked back. When we labour, when we do the Lord's work, when we minister, our doing it with us, meaning with Paul, means in accordance with the scripture. If what we do is contrary to that which is revealed in God's word, that last phrase of verse 16 applied to Stephanus cannot apply to us. So may we labour and may we work, may we minister, may we be devoted to that ministry, but may it be in accordance with scripture. There are many people in various religions, including Christianity, whose devotion cannot be questioned. Their commitment is beyond dispute. But are they working for the Lord in the way that the Lord requires? The prophet Samuel said to Saul the king, "To obey is better than sacrifice." God did not want all those animals being sacrificed to his honour. He wanted Saul to obey. And here is Stephanus, who clearly has something of a reputation in the Corinthian church. A good one. He has a good reputation with the Apostle Paul and with posterity. We are talking about him even in our own day. But he does so in accordance with and in obedience to Paul's apostleship. And there were many then who were not. May we each in our own way become a little like Stephanus, little about him though we know. And even when he's away from his household, on his travels in the Ephesian church, like Fortunatus and Achaicus, he was able to supply Paul and help Paul what was lacking in what the Corinthians were able to do. And again, I said this of Fortunatus, they refreshed my spirit. He is the kind of man we should love to have in our church. He's the kind of person we'd love to have in our fellowship. May each one of us be more like him. Amen. Let's sing together 525. 525. O thou who camest from above, the pure celestial fire to impart, kindle a flame of sacred love on the mean altar of my heart. 525.